Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We are with our Alan Shar Talk. And this morning, Alan, we start with Jared Kushner, president's advisor and son-in-law, losing his top secret clearance. Alan, I saw, probably not surprisingly, Democratic Connecticut U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal releasing a statement on this saying it gives new meaning to the term overdue.
You know, this guy Kushner is a son-in-law. Very dangerous. A lot of people think this is not something you should do when you're president of the United States. In this case, if something goes wrong, and it clearly has, because there is a bringing together of Trump's business interests, which apparently are now very important to Mueller. What was Trump's dealing in Moscow with the Russian? Did this in any way influence his decision to run for president of the United States? Were they behind his run for the presidency of the United States? And here is Kushner, basically another real estate mogul, involved with Trump. Nobody knows what that means, but the whole thing has now caused chaos in the White House. Here is Kelly, a general, and there is a question as to whether he is not only the gatekeeper to the president, but in some ways is running the presidency. I know that Trump, every time this kind of thing is raised, gets very anxious about the whole thing. But in fact, Kelly is calling the shots, because if you say that Kushner cannot have a security clearance, and that is apparently Kelly's decision in downgrading Kushner, if you say that, basically you have created policy and you're the president. The president, of course, can overrule him. He can say Kushner can have anything he wants, but he's not doing that. And that is very interesting. We have to watch it, because now Mueller is really on the hunt. Obviously, all kinds of questions are being asked. We know that the president has said that you're not allowed to ask about my business interests. We do know that the president has not allowed access to his taxes. And what do those taxes show that could be embarrassing in this whole mix that we're talking about? Well, sooner or later, we're going to find out. But it is interesting, and I have a feeling, David, that you're the president of the United States. Put yourself in his place. You know what kind of man he is. You know how he makes decisions. You've watched the impetuousness of the whole thing. Does he have to fire Mueller now, despite the fact that a lot of people say something that I don't fully understand, that there's going to be a constitutional crisis, and because it would posit that the Republicans in the United States Senate, for example, in the House of Representatives, to have a constitutional crisis, would have to say, no, you can't do this. And so far, we see no such evidence. These are people who want to stay in office and who have not had the guts, because of Trump's popularity with the Republican base, to take him on. And here's where we start talking about profiles and courage. We haven't seen it up until now. A few of the Republican senators are leaving. Somebody wants to run for president. But in fact, the rank-and-file Republicans in the United States Congress are not moving when it comes to holding Trump responsible for anything. So now here's Mueller. He's ready to move. Obviously, it's getting quicker and quicker, and we're getting the whoosh factor, as we've always said. And here's Trump sitting stewing in the White House. He's going to have to say, get rid of him, fire him. And if he does that, it's going to be fascinating to watch who moves and where.
You referenced Russia and President Trump's relationship with President Putin. Well, interesting column in Politico today, Alan, by John Carlin, which says, Russia is a rogue state. It's time to say so. The Kremlin's online activities go far beyond election meddling. The U.S. needs to fight back.
Well, yes, he's right about that. You need to fight back. But if, let's just say that the president of the United States has a close relationship with Putin, and we know he does. He says nothing but good things to say about Putin. He says Putin told him that they didn't interfere, and he believes it. All his top security advisors are saying the Russians have done bad things, that this president seems to be in the pocket of Putin. So if that's the case, this could be a very dangerous thing in the future, to say nothing of 10,000 novel, which nobody would have believed if it turns out that there is substance to these potential accusations.
Big and small, NRA boycott efforts combined from the Times this morning. From individual Twitter posts to orchestrated efforts by advocacy groups, the protests against the gun lobby have coalesced into a powerful movement. Tipping point?
No question. Right at the top of the seesaw. We're in the middle. It could go either way. It isn't there yet. But these kids, God bless them, have come closer to making something happen than anything we have seen in gun control. It is the potential tipping point, but it's not tipped yet.